Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Let's do it. It's time for winners and losers in the Big 12 this week. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com, where we cover the Big 12. And I will want your input during the show. First off, let us know where you're watching from. We like to give those shout outs throughout the shows. And let me know if you want me to give the three winners or the three losers first, as we wrap up the week in the Big 12 Conference. We are 3 weeks running now on winners and losers, and it's been a pretty popular segment and show that we've been doing. So we'll keep it rolling unless you guys tell me otherwise. So welcome in. Make sure you are subscribed. Please hit the like button right now on the show, on the video, and drop us that 5-star rating and review. I'm going to start with winners. I'm going to start on the high notes this week. My three winners in the Big 12, I will start with the Kansas Jayhawks. KU brings in maybe the most experienced assistant coach in the history of college basketball. Jacques Vaughn, a former All-American whose number 11 jersey hangs in the rafters of Allen Fieldhouse, is coming back to Lawrence as an assistant coach. Vaughn was an NBA head coach for 5+ seasons. He's the first ever NBA head coach to join a KU coaching staff, and he brings 15 years of NBA coaching experience back to his alma mater. This guy has coached Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, Ben Simmons, former Jayhawks, Markieff Morris, Jalen Wilson, and now he is on the bench with Bill Self. He played for KU 4 seasons, 93 to 97, and was one of the best point guards in program history. I can't help but think that this is part of a succession plan for KU. That's where my gut's at. I don't believe that Jacques Vaughn, unless he's just fed up with the NBA game and he wants to help out his alma mater, I don't believe that Jacques Vaughn is just doing this because he wants to play second fiddle to Bill Self. Something tells me that not Bill Self's getting pushed out or anything like that, but Bill Self, there's nothing left really for him to prove. He's a Hall of Fame head coach. He may just ultimately decide, you know, been doing this for a while. I've got some natties. This portal stuff is nuts. Kind of over it. Can't run a program the way I used to. I'm done. Right? I mean, Self's not getting any younger. He's got to be at least 60. So he's got to be saying to himself, how much more of this do I need? He's 62. Now, we do know Bill Self likes himself some Bill Self. Bill Self likes the spotlight. He likes being Bill Self. And for a lot of these guys, that is one of the harder parts of the transition. How would Bill Self handle that? Does he want to handle that? That remains to be seen. But you could not have gotten a better assistant coach than what KU got with Jacques Vaughn coming into the staff this week. This had been reported for a while, but now this guy's here, big time for KU, great get, and to me, it's a sign of the future for KU basketball. Meantime, I'll give you my second winner of the week, and that would be the Houston Cougars. Kel Vampson signing an extension. He's not going anywhere after getting to a national championship. A new 4-year contract that'll make him one of the highest paid coaches in college basketball. The exact terms have not been disclosed, but the contract is going to be right in the top 10 in the country. And this is a guy who is, speaking of age, 69 years old and says, you know what? I'm going to keep rolling. I'm having a good time. So I'm not going to give this thing up right now. And even though his son is there as the coach in waiting, Kelvin Sampson tasted that national championship this past April. And it's not easy to get back there. It never is. It's arguably harder in this sport than any other because of the one-and-done mentality of March Madness. But Kelvin Sampson may be saying to himself, you know what? I got 3-4 years in me. I'm 69. I'm a lifer. I can do this till I'm pushing 75. Why not? Let's go. I got the program in a great spot. My son's here on the staff. He's the coach in waiting, but I'm not ready to give it to him just yet. So the Houston Cougars are keeping their Hall of Fame head coach, as they should, but I was surprised they signed a 4-year deal. Not that Kelvin Sampson wasn't worth a 4-year deal, but I figured it might be 2, maybe 3, knowing full well, you know, he may only have a couple of years left in him. 4 years, not that he has to work all 4 years, but it does tell me and it sends a sign to not just Houston fans, alumni base, but all of college basketball, that if you thought Kelvin Sampson was like going to take that national runner-up and maybe, you know, serve one more year and sail off into the sunset, that's at least, as of right now, not the vibe he's given off by any stretch of the imagination. So congratulations, Houston. You've got your star head coach there. Not that he was ever going anywhere, but you may have him for longer than a lot of us thought that you were going to have him for. So I am putting Houston in my winner column this week for winners and losers in the Big 12. Now, another winner. The 4 new Big 12 schools, and let me explain. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. And you can throw BYU into this as well. The teams out west are my winners this week. Why? The Big 12 announced the baseball tournament is moving to Surprise, Arizona starting next year. This is a great move. It makes all the sense in the world to get this tournament out of Arlington, Texas. I know it's in their backyard, but the Big 12 baseball tournament's going on right now. The crowds do not make that place look impressive. It's a major league stadium. You don't need that. It looks cavernous. It has no feel. It doesn't have any juice, and it's because they're in too big of a stadium. I understand why they want to be there. It's indoors. There are no weather issues. It's cool. No thunderstorm delays. It makes sense. But the venue stinks. This is a chance to use your larger geographical footprint and go out to Arizona and appease some of our Western friends and Western followers who, you know, want some championships closer to them. And I get it. Now, I wouldn't move the football championship out of Arlington. I wouldn't move the basketball championship out of Kansas City. I get it. But you use some of these secondary sports to spread the wealth. And the Big 12 baseball tournament in Surprise, Arizona, where the Royals play, ironically enough, can be a great spot and will be a great spot. It'll be more intimate. It'll have a great feel, a much better feel, a college feel to it than what currently exists down at Globe Life Field. And, you know, for those of you who want to catch some great Big 12 baseball, if you're out west, if you're obviously in Phoenix, you're right down the road. But even if you're in Denver, if you're in Salt Lake City, if you're anywhere out west and you're a Big 12 fan, this is a great spot for you. This is an olive branch to our teams out west to say, hey guys, come on in. We're moving some stuff in your direction. This is the perfect fit and the perfect venue to put in that location. So I am really happy that the Big 12 made this call and made this decision to move the Big 12 baseball tournament out to Surprise. And it's not like Oklahoma City. You know, the softball tournaments in Oklahoma City, great venue, great vibe, great scene. But you get those spring thunderstorms in Oklahoma, and we all know what happens, right? You got weather delays, you got lightning, you got thunder, you got, God forbid, tornadoes. Like, you got problems. So if you're going to be outdoors, You're now going to Arizona where they get like 3 days of rain a year. I'm exaggerating. You get the point. It'll be just fine. You're not going to deal with weather delays like you sometimes do in the Big 12 softball tournament. So this is a fantastic win for the Big 12. And congratulations if you're out west. And I'm glad that you are here on the show as well. Make sure that you are subscribed, by the way, right here on Heartland College Sports on Apple, on Spotify, and also on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for doing that and for being a part of the show. Now, we do have to get to our losers from this week in the Big 12 Conference.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But before we do that, let me shout out some of those small towns. We got Baldwin City, Kansas in the house. Hello, Baldwin City. Home to Baker University, the state's oldest 4-year institution, somewhat down the road from where I'm at in the Kansas City area. So hello, Baldwin City, only about 5,000 people. So shout out there. I love the small town shout outs. Those are our favorite here on Heartland College Sports. But this one takes the cake. Wheeler, Texas. Wheeler County, eastern border of the Texas Panhandle. I know Wheeler, Texas quite well. I used to work, for those of you that know, in Woodward, Oklahoma, which is northwest Oklahoma. And we did some high school football in the Panhandle. We did, where do we do? We did games in Perryton, Booker, Follett, Canadian, Texas. They were really good about 15 years ago. I don't know if they're still really good, but Canadian, Texas had great high school football when I was there about 15 years ago. They were, I think, the lowest level of 11-man football in Texas. And yeah, Wheeler, Texas, out there in Wheeler County. Oh man, that is God's country out there. So Kent, appreciate you being here from Wheeler, Texas, my man. Keep those small towns coming on the show. And we appreciate you guys, as always, joining us on Heartland College Sports and sharing the show as well. We're growing in the small towns and the big cities and everywhere in between across Big 12 country. So glad you're here on Heartland College Sports. So let's get to the losers now from the week. What do you say? At the top of the list, we have to go with BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff, right? He's got to be a loser this week. A Utah woman has alleged that the BYU starting quarterback raped, strangled, and bit her, and that she was encouraged by Provo police to not do anything after reporting it, according to a lawsuit filed Wednesday in state court. Now, I am not making Jake Retzlaff a loser because I'm saying the woman is right. That's not why I'm putting him in the column, okay? I don't know what happened. I am not going to litigate it on this show. I have no interest in doing it. It's a he said, she said right now. Of course, Jake Retzlaff has an attorney who said in a statement that his client is factually innocent, and we look forward to proving that innocence. We all should have learned this, for some the hard way, but there have been too many cases. If you want to go all the way back to Duke Lacrosse, you can, where false accusations were treated as total fact out of the gates, and we don't play that game here. I'm not picking a side. I'm waiting for the facts. I don't do the, you know, believe all women stuff. I'm sorry, I don't. I have three daughters. I love them to death. I don't believe people because of their gender. Now, I would believe my own daughters because they're my daughters, they're my family, but I don't believe anybody simply because of their gender. So I don't know what happened here. But the fact that Jake Retzlaff is dealing with this lawsuit is obviously bad enough. And obviously you have the BYU angle as well. You have the code of conduct angle with that university that is obviously unique to BYU. There have been conversations on our forums from some BYU fans who are obviously, I don't want to say in the know on the situation, but know a lot about the code of conduct and how there are major problems here potentially for Jake Retzlaff, whether the accusations are true or not. And then it's going to be a whole thing of, you know, is BYU treating a star athlete and the starting quarterback differently from maybe other people at the school? All of that makes this even messier right now for BYU. So that's why you have to put Jake Retzlaff in the loser column this week, the BYU starting quarterback, who has now been accused of rape and strangulation by a Utah woman. And the other thing, of course, that's also in the mix here is that she alleges she was encouraged by Provo police to not do anything about it after reporting it. The school said in a statement, the university takes any allegation very seriously, following all processes and guidelines mandated by Title IX. Due to federal and university privacy laws and practices for students, the university will not be able to provide any additional comment. And that's where this thing stands right now. And this stems back to the fall of 2023. So we're going to have to wait and obviously follow this and just see what happens. But a total mess for BYU and for obviously Jake Retzlaff. Our second loser of the week is the Big 12 in the college football playoff. Because the college football playoff announced on Thursday it's going to straight seeding in the college football playoff. I understand why the Big 12 had to acquiesce. I do. I think it's probably a fairer way to do it. But it costs the Big 12 millions of dollars. because the Big 12 was making a few million by getting that automatic buy, because each round you got to, you would make more money. So like last year, Arizona State was an automatic buy because they won the Big 12. They were one of the top four conference champions. And that made, I think, the Big 12 a few million bucks just because of the way the bracket was set up, because they got an automatic basically bid to the college football playoff quarterfinals. So that's not going to happen anymore. You know, and I know that a Big 12 team probably has to go, I don't want to say 13-0, because TCU made the college football playoff going 12-1 in the 4-team model, right? They lost to Kansas State after going 12-0, and they still made the college football playoff when it was 4 teams, you know, a couple of years ago. So I don't think the Big 12 has to go 14-0 or 13-0 to get a bye and get one of those top 4 seeds. But you're not doing any worse than 12-1, right? You got to go 12-1. And even that game, TCU lost a tight one. They were undefeated up to that point. They were, I want to say, the 2 seed going into it. They fell down and they got what they deserved. Beat Michigan, lose to Georgia. We all know the story. But probably 12-1 is what you got to do. And even 12-1 may not be good enough in the way the conferences are now shaping up, right? Without OU and Texas, with the way the Big 12 in a 16-team conference does have some schedules that are easier and some schedules that are harder, that will play a role in whether or not that 12-1 is worth, in the eyes of some, having a top 4 seed. I do think this, though, for the Big 12. Like TCU getting in, losing the Big 12 championship game, I don't think we'll ever see a Big 12 team get a top 4 seed and get a bye unless it's 12-1 with that conference championship win. Like, it'll have to be a team that's 11-1 and then wins the Big 12 title. It can't be a team that goes 12-0, loses the championship game, and still gets a top 4 seed. That seems highly unlikely based on how the conferences are currently set up. Because remember, when TCU got to that college football playoff, the Big 12 had not made all the changes yet. So you still had OU, Texas, round robin, the whole deal. So it was a very different league, and it was perceived, fair or not, differently by the powers that be in college football. So that is why I think the only way the Big 12 now gets a bye going forward is a 12-1 conference champion, with that conference champion having to be the Big 12 team that won the title, not a 12-1 team that loses the title. So from that perspective, listen, I'm Big 12 through and through, but from the monetary perspective and the odds of being a top 4 seed in the playoff perspective, the Big 12 took a hit this week. And last on the losers list is Big 12 softball, generally speaking. Super regionals are underway. Tech is playing Florida State. But the Big 12 had, what, 5 teams make regionals and only 1 team makes the super regionals. Now, that was not a shock, but still. It's like the Sweet 16 is basically what we're in, and the Big 12 got 1 softball team to the Sweet 16. Oklahoma State had a golden opportunity, and they let it slip away. And obviously, it turned out to be a tough season for the Pokes on a lot of fronts. They were a big-time letdown. We thought we might get more this season. When you look around Big 12 softball, from Baylor, didn't happen, right? So a lot of teams just came up short of expectations around the Big 12 conference this year. Texas Tech has not, okay? They haven't. They're in a very good spot in the Super Regionals. They beat Florida State in Game 1, 3-0, in what is a historic upset, defeating the number 5 Seminoles in that Super Regional in Tallahassee. And now, as of this recording, Texas Tech is in a great spot and 1 win away from their first ever Women's College World Series appearance under their first-year head coach, Jerry Glasgow. So this is a really impressive run for Tech, and frankly, they are carrying, absolutely carrying, the Big 12 on the softball field right now. I'm Pete Mundo. There are your winners and losers. The winners this week in the Big 12. All right. So Three winners in the Big 12 this week. Kansas basketball for the Jock Vaughn hire. Houston basketball for the Kelvin Sampson extension. And the Western Big 12 schools for getting the Big 12 baseball tournament out to Arizona and moving around some of these Big 12 championships to other parts of the geographical footprint. The losers this week in the Big 12, Jake Retzlaff, BYU quarterback, who was accused by a Utah woman of sexual assault this week, stemming back to a 2023 incident. Also on that list, we've got the Big 12 and the college football playoff. Why? Well, it's very unlikely they get that top four seed by now that the playoff is going to a straight seeding model. It will be harder for the Big 12 to get one of those top four byes. And then Big 12 softball outside of Texas Tech had a rough season, only one team in the Super Regionals. Those are our three winners and our three losers from this week in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys for being here. And appreciate you as always. Please do make sure you are subscribed. Like this video. It makes a big difference. And on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. That helps us a lot. And we are so grateful for you doing that as always. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.